Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, March 11th, 1984. The Lord bless as we worship together around the precious Word of God on this beautiful Lord's Day.
Our scripture reading for today is taken from the Romans, the 10th chapter. We begin at the 8th verse and read through the 13th. 10th chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let us pray. Lord, we thank thee for these words today. We thank thee that it reached on down to us. And we just pray, our Father, that it may reach many people this day that thou art able to save, and thou will save if we will come to thee. We must believe in our hearts that Christ was born and crucified and rose on the third day. Our Father, money cannot buy this salvation, but it comes from thee as a gift, dying upon the cross for our sin. We thank thee, Father, for this. We thank thee that thou included all in the planning of thy soul salvation. Go with us now, our Father, as we go through the remainder of this service, and if there be some lost in this congregation, this might be the day that they may confess Christ in their lives. Meet with Brother James as he brings the message. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, let's sing 197, 1, 2, and 4. Let's all stand on this.
He must
Key verses today. John 3 and verse 7 says, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." We're not going to be a resident of heaven by being good. There are a lot of good people in hell today who were not born again. Being a good neighbor is wonderful. It will keep you out of jail, but it will not keep you out of hell, being a good neighbor. We must be born again from above. As God's wonderful Holy Spirit would bring conviction in your life, maybe even this morning, and that you today would trust the Lord, find salvation and life, and that life more abundantly. The new birth is something that cannot be explained. It has to be experienced. I was talking to a fellow not long ago, and he told me, "I've got to read up on that a little more." My friend, it takes faith to be saved. Jesus, or John, said here in John chapter 3 and verse 7, you must be born again. Paul said it's by grace through faith that we're saved. And that not of ourselves, it is a gift. A gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. A person who does not trust the Lord and are born again would be out of place in heaven. We have to have a new birth by coming in contact with God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and taking Him for our Savior and Lord. The devil wants us to put off salvation until the last thing in life. My friend, it's the most important thing in life is to trust the Lord. My brother Kermit's son called me on the phone a day or two ago, and he said, "I want to get married." And June the 16th, I believe, he and his wife are going to get married here in our church. And I told him this on the phone. Finding a mate in life is the second greatest decision in life. The most important decision, I said, is to know the Lord and have Him in your life. To know the Lord is most important. Bible stresses over and over again the necessity of being saved and knowing the Lord. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 12:1, "Remember now thy Creator," a capital C, "remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." And if you read all of chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes, it talks about the windows getting dark. I cannot tell what time it is back there without these. My windows are getting dark, Brother Pearl. That's why he said in verse 1 of chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." The
longer that you and I have put off salvation, the harder it's going to be. The harder our heart is going to become. And the easier it is for the devil to say, wait a while. Just wait a little longer. You've got to sow some wild oats. Everybody has to, the devil says. But I'm glad, for instance, to tell you that you don't have to sow wild oats. He who sows wild oats will have a bad harvest. Come to the Lord now. The Bible recommends people getting right with God while there's time. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. A decision this important is, it shouldn't be put off. It should not be postponed. Jesus said, but as many as received Him, the new birth is not turning over a new leaf and saying, I'm going to do better. The new birth is not quitting one bad habit after another and then getting good enough for the Lord to say, no. You and I need to come to the Lord just like that song says, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. And that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. I was chaplain at the hospital a few years ago, and a lady wanted me to go into ICU and visit with her brother and talk to him. And they were working with him in ICU, and so we were not allowed in at that time. And the doctor finally came to the door, and the lady wanted to know how her brother was. And the doctor said, he just died. I was too late. We were too late to speak to this man about his soul. He had already gone into eternity. It's too dangerous to put off salvation. The songwriter said, there's danger and death in delay. Today is the day of salvation. Behold, now is accepted time. You must be born again. One of our key verses tell us in John 3:7. Simon Peter spoke at Pentecost, as you know, in Acts chapter 2. And he said this, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And there were 3,000 souls saved in that one service. God used the same man who just a few days before had said, I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know this Jesus of Nazareth. Simon Peter had been with him for 3.5 years. And he said, I don't know who you're talking about. But you know, the difference between a Christian and a sinner is this. Judas, it says, when he knew that Jesus was going to really die on the cross, and he had betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. You know what he did? The Bible tells us that he repented himself and went out and hanged himself. In fact, Jesus said it would have been better if this man had never been born. Simon Peter, when he denied his Lord 3 times, you know what he did? The Bible says he went out and wept bitterly. A few days after this, Simon Peter stood up and preached. And he said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved. I know of no better condition to be in than saved. Saved. And friends, I know of no worse condition to be in today than lost. I've been physically lost before.
When I was in high school, I got lost at the Kentucky State Fair in Louisville. And I tell you, I was afraid. But I was certainly glad when some of my friends came up to me. I didn't even tell them I was lost. But I tell you, I wasn't happy. And I want to say this today from God's Word. A person who does not know the Lord today, who is lost out in sin, you cannot be happy. You may have $1 million in the bank. You may have wonderful health. But without Jesus, without the Lord, you cannot really be happy and joyful. In verses 8 through 10 that Brother Pearl read for us in Romans 10, the Bible says in verse 8, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now I want us to notice something here that you might not have noticed in reading verses 8, 9, and 10. In all three of these verses, two parts of our body are mentioned, our mouth and our heart. Verse 8 again says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The 17th verse of Romans 10 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Appreciate you all listening this morning. You're listening. I appreciate that. God can speak to us as we listen. As we listen to the Lord speak to us through His Word. Ephesians 1:13, Paul said, in whom, talking about Jesus, ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also after that ye believed. Friends, it is not enough to hear. It's not enough to hear. In whom after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I told them over to the nursing home last Sunday about taking a plane ride down here one time. Brother Jarvis, who used to be a member here, we were over at the airport, and he said to a fellow, will you take these people up? I had never met that man in my life. Today I don't know even who it was, who the pilot of that plane was. But I tell you, I had second thoughts when I got up in the air, but it's too late. I'm like that lady who went up in the airplane one time and she got back down on the ground finally and she said, I want you to know I never let my weight down all the time I was up there. You know, that is like a lot of people today. We need friends to let our weight down, our spiritual weight, and trust our all to the Lord because He knows more about it than we know. The Lord is working on me on this end of the deal, I guess. We need to be trusting instead of trying. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The prayer of my heart today is that if you have never been saved, that today you will hear the gospel of your salvation. Paul said in Ephesians 1:13. Ephesians 1 and verse 6 says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I read somewhere where a fellow had on his tombstone one word, forgiven. And friends, there is not a better condition to be in than forgiven. Forgiven of all of our sins. Verse 9 of Romans 10 says, that if
You know, the word if has just got two letters in it, but how important they are. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Many people believe that Jesus lived on this earth. And some people even maybe go as far as to believe that Jesus was a good man. But friends, Jesus is Lord. We have to trust Him as our Lord. Confess with Him with our mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord. And believe in our heart. You know, we were born wrong the first time. We were born from Adam in sin. Every one of us need a heart transplant. Spiritually, I'm talking about. We need to believe in our heart. And this is not the organ in our body that pumps blood through our body. It's the real you that lives in your house, in my house. It's a real person that lives in this house of clay, the one that makes decisions. If we'll confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, and it matters today what we believe. Paul said, if we believe in our heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know, 1 Thessalonians is a wonderful book. 1 Thessalonians 4:14, talking about the rapture of the church. Paul says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, that is the gospel. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Talking about those who died in the Lord. Verse 10 says, for with the heart, the other two verses, the mouth and the heart, are in that order. But here in verse 10, the heart is first. For with the heart a person believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We talked the other Sunday about the lady who came to Jesus, and she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And she touched Jesus, and she was made whole. And Jesus turned around in the crowd and said, who touched me? The reason I'm mentioning this lady again, and that we talked about it the other Sunday, Jesus calls everyone publicly. He doesn't want any secret disciples. We need to let people know whose side we're on. It's with the heart we believe, but it's with the mouth that we confess. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Jesus even said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. In fact, verse 11 of Romans 10 says, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Are you ashamed of Jesus? Am I ashamed of Jesus? Jesus always called people publicly. Verse 11 says again, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. That wonderful verse in Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Verse 12 of Romans 10 says, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him." I wonder if you have ever called upon the Lord. Have you ever met Him? Everyone needs a Savior. And Jesus came to give His life a ransom for many. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I found this at home this week and getting this message ready. If you're not willing to turn from your sins and forsake them and ask God to forgive and save you, then this article says, drink all the cold water you can. Eat all the good food you can. Breathe all the fresh air you can. Kiss all the little babies you ever want to kiss, for where you're going, there will be no little babies. Hug all the little children you ever wish to hug. For where you're going, there won't be any little children to hug or to hold. Enjoy life while you have it. Because where you're going is outer darkness. Get all the rest you can. Laugh and enjoy this life as much as you can. Listen to all the pretty music and singing you can. Get all you can out of what you're choosing to doom your life for. Enjoy the flowers, the grass, the other greenery. Enjoy the birds and their singing while you can. Sit in the cool shade by a quiet stream or lake and think this over before you go, where there is no quietness, no cool shade, and no water. Jesus said, "Whosoever will may come and take the fountain of life freely, the fountain of water of life freely." That song we sang, "Whosoever will," is taken right from the Bible, in the last book of the Bible. Revelation 22:17, the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the Bride is the church. I know this. Every Christian in this room today would love to see someone saved, right? I'd like to have a new name written down in heaven, in that Lamb's Book of Life. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let him that heareth say, "Come." And whosoever will, or rather, let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. It's a free gift. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. A man one time dreamed about the crucifixion. And there was a soldier in his dream. And the soldier in his dream turned around and looked at him. And he recognized himself in the dream he had. You know who put Jesus on the cross? Our sins did. We put Jesus there. And he loved us too much to come down. The 13th verse says of Romans 10, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Saved. Whosoever. There was an old man went to church one day. He was a despised publican. And he looked up and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And I'm grateful to say to you today that that man went home justified. For whosoever will humble himself shall be lifted up. And he that exalts himself shall be abased or brought down. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Where are you going? Heaven or hell? I saw a car parked down here at the hospital one day. I guess in a way I'm like Paul Harvey. He quotes the bumper stickers all the time, you know. I saw this bumper sticker down at the hospital one time on a car. And it said these words, no reservations required in hell. No reservations. Just drift down the stream of life. And you wind up in hell. Friends, reservations has to be made. They have to be made. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. At our family reunion a few years ago at Buckhorn Lake, a preacher preached on these words. This was his title of his message. No reservations, no accommodations. No reservations. What must I do to be saved? Some think it's by attainment, but God says it's by atonement. Some say it's by character, and some, but God says it's by the cross. You must be born again. You must. There's no way of getting around it if you want to go to heaven. I love beautiful singing. In fact, if the Lord should call me home sometime before you, the night before the funeral, I would like to sing about, for you all to sing two or three airs. Because I'd be in a beautiful place. I love beautiful singing. My heart was uplifted at the evangelistic conference that I talked about last Sunday. The beautiful music. One lady sang two songs. And she did the sign language with the song. And one is one that Nora Lee loves so well, Ms. Johnson's daughter. We shall behold him. That was the name of it. And she did the beautiful sign language with it. Friends, we're going to behold the Lord someday, whether we're ready or not. I hope you'll be one of those that has your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's with the heart that you believe. Don't miss heaven by 18 inches. Don't believe all of it up here and not have any of it down where the real you lives in your heart. It's with the mouth that you confess. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. We're here to help you all we can. We love you. I've seen a lot of difference during the last few weeks in Brother Earl's dad. We're praying for others, Kathleen's husband, John, and others who need the Lord. We're praying for you today, if you're here without Him, without the Lord.
Let's look to the Lord in prayer before our invitation. While our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I wonder if you by uplifted hand would say, Pastor, I'm not ready to meet the Lord. I have never trusted Him as my Savior. I would like for you to pray for me in this prayer before the invitation. Is there one? Just by uplifted hand and take it right back down. God loves you. We love you. You must be born again. There's no way of getting around it if you want to go to heaven. Father, we pray as this invitation is sung that you'd continue to work in their hearts. If there are any Christians, Lord, today that need to make a decision, we pray that today would be the day. We pray, Lord, today for any that are lost yet. Father, we thank Thee that You're able to save to the uttermost. We're grateful for Your Word. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We'd like to stand and sing as Brother Kermit comes to lead us. The song, Just As I Am. If you need the words, it's page 217. Come just as you are, and the Lord can straighten up your life. As you invite Jesus in, as we stand to sing 217. Come into your life if you haven't trusted Him yet. But He is a gentleman. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He'll knock, yes. But He won't knock the door down. I've told you about visiting some homes before. And I've knocked and I've knocked. And I've looked up, and there is a padlock on the door. Some people, as it were today, have on their heart's door no admittance. No admittance. Trust Jesus. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Let's sing that third stanza, Brother Kern. Willing to stay here all day, see someone saved. We have our youth Bible drill this afternoon at 2 o'clock.
for our association. Trust you'll be here to back our youth as they have hidden God's Word away in their hearts. I hope there are 15 stretched out across this front of this church this afternoon in the Bible drill for our association. The State Youth Bible Drill is going to be the last 2 days of March, March the 30th and 31st. Those who make 9 mistakes or less today, out of 25, get to go to the State Bible Drill at Cedar Moor on Friday night and Saturday, March the 30th and 31st. I trust you'll be here for our evening service tonight. We'll have 35 young people up here from all over Hazard and Perry County under direction of Brother Bob Ipple. He was up here at church yesterday afternoon, and they'll be with us this evening at 7 o'clock to sing. In fact, they're going to practice, I think, at 6 right here. So our youth choir, I guess, hope we'll be practicing maybe today. 5 o'clock? Okay. That'll be fine. That's good. So youth choir at 5 o'clock today. And our evening service and our church train at 6 downstairs. Just remember, again, Oscar Kelly's family. And let's remember each other this week, as Ms. Lane always reminds us, to pray for each other. Brother Pearl, you come and lead us in closing prayer today, please.
Father, again, we thank Thee for this day and for the fellowship that we've had with Thy people here. And we thank Thee for this church. We pray, Lord, that this church may be a light to this community, that lost souls may see Christ through our Christian living and come to Christ before it's too late. We thank Thee, our Father, for Brother James, who is so faithful here in this community and who works so hard to win souls into Thy kingdom. We thank Thee for all the things that Thou has given us through life and for life, but most of all, we thank Thee for Thy Son Jesus, who died upon the cross, that we may have this life. We pray now that Thou would go with us, bless the sick and afflicted wherever they might be, and we pray, Lord, that Thou would deal with them in Thine own way. We know that Thou knowest best. Father, we just commit all these into Thy hands, and we know that Thou art a just God, and Thou can heal. But if it be Thy will, we pray that Thou would heal some of these sick people. Now, Father, go with us through the remainder of this service, and this day is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you.